Your chronic need for temptation halters me to brandishing bedrooms. However, you and I became congratulated souls. I did with ecstasy and redemption. Those cherry blossoms were greater windows, beautiful publication in stereo, windless microphones, elongated strings, and pigmented skins. Marvelous hurrahs of winter in California. I'm ready for rivals with contempt in dreamland. When an earthman wars slowly, a trumpet mirrors whiplashed beggars. They've begun to depend on this old Cromwell. Where have bashful foldouts drifted? I reappear in LeMay boxes for the benefit of Mr. Light, who whimpers over puns while waving body rhythms, a season to become investigating receptors. Our concern is with lumpfish and bean poles, a tragic sight in megalopolis dainties. What of the real distance between points B and C, beckoning in solitary confinement? No need for distance thronging or dishwashing, not to mention working for the other guy. Counting the days geometrically, we rub off on each other, momentarily enjoying, then detesting. It's all for the making, and really is okay, because time refracts dustbins and shells. We can disregard the quantum delight. Whenever changes are meteorited, I seem to detect Renaissance systems at work. Distinguishing a difference between your smile and laugh, I recount it all. We can still dismantle redundancies or bark platitudes. There are always dishwashers desiring radiator rapport. I place my thumb piano on a Hemingway novel, thinking it a good analogy, a dime store trick. Yet trying to determine the difference between redemption and retribution, I fall over, deciding not to wait, but to go fishing. Disgusting conditions can redefine elastic thoughts. Can't we remember pine cones in December and 20th Olympiad figure skaters for the cameras? We slip into rapport. We collided aimlessly for a fortnight, devouring each other, our idiosyncrasies. Cramped quarters breed indifferent school teachers. Too bad for waiving deadlines, insufficient funds. Our patience has extinguished the smoothness of silk at your fingertips, like trumpet E strings. This causes you to relax your position on things. Ancients sat cross-legged before summer solstice. Moderns drive Highway 101, pull brassiere straps and condoms. We are the hostess with cheesecake ready for dessert. Our confidence has multiplied into shorthand, taking care not to participate in trivialities. Our temperatures were too high. We rehearsed them. No more spotters under horizontal bar. No more cavities in left molar. No more taking turns at 90 miles an hour. We begin to regard our senses more accurately, transposing meditations in flight, clambering up shanties, and dispersing ingratitudes with a shrug. It is forever. It is kinetic. It is changing.